Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a clear and sunny day across Israel. The temperatures are mild in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making it a perfect day for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying gentle breezes with slightly cooler conditions. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, the Jerusalem Post reports that diplomatic agreements may lead to an Israel-Iran escalation, warns former Navy Commander Maj, General Eliezer Maron. Also, earlier today, Iran talks in Switzerland were thrown into doubt after threats over IDF strikes in Lebanon, according to Ynet. Also this hour, Walla reports that Netanyahu is working to block the American-Iranian agreement through influence operations. Separately, Axios noted earlier today that Vance warns Israel not to fight its only ally, Trump, on the Iran deal. And finally, in earlier reporting by I-24 News, VP Vance defended the Iran deal, saying Israel has to respect this peace process. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News, an American-Israeli news outlet, noted just minutes ago that Trump's threats to Iran and Hamas may have been more about leverage than actual policy. Raylan Givens, a political analyst, posted earlier today that Vice President Vance has delayed his departure for talks with Iran due to technical issues. Open Source Intel, a conflict monitoring account, reported earlier today that Vice President Vance has cancelled his trip to Switzerland, citing unpredictable logistics. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post report. Maj, Gen, Eliezer Maron expressed concern over potential escalations between Israel and Iran. He mentioned the progress of Iran's nuclear program and questioned the reliability of international agreements. This raises concerns over regional security and stability. Turning to the situation in Switzerland, Ynet reported that Iran has suspended its delegation's trip after Israeli strikes in Lebanon. The strikes have caused diplomatic ripples, leading Pakistan's prime minister to cancel his visit. This incident highlights the fragile nature of international negotiations in the region. Meanwhile, Walla's report on Netanyahu's efforts to block the American-Iranian agreement reveals strategic maneuvers on the diplomatic front. Netanyahu aims to influence the deal's outcome, reflecting Israel's concerns over regional security and American policy. Separately, Axios highlighted Vice President Vance's warning to Israel about opposing Trump on the Iran deal. Vance emphasized the importance of maintaining strong ties with the U.S., spotlighting the intricate diplomatic relations at play. And finally, I-24 News covered VP Vance's defense of the Iran deal, urging Israel to respect the peace process. This underscores ongoing tensions and the complexity of international diplomacy in the Middle East. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Tel Aviv's Savidor Central train station is undergoing a major expansion. The station will feature a new passenger hall and additional platforms, enhancing transport infrastructure in the city. Separately, according to Globes, cybersecurity company Sayera has raised $600 million at a $12 billion valuation. This makes it the second most valuable Israeli privately held tech company, demonstrating the strength of Israel's tech sector. And finally, The Times of Israel Tech reports that Oracle is developing artificial intelligence to reshape medicine and save lives. This development emphasizes Israel's role in advancing medical technology through AI. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.